Hello, and welcome to I'm a Perfectionist, Get Me Out of Here, where we are all allowed to be perfectly imperfect. I am Eileen Webb, a licensed psychologist, cognitive behavioral and EMDR therapist, podcaster, author of Perfectly Imperfect and Transformation Through the Power of Quotes. My guest in this episode is the wonderful Lena Jo. She is a faith-based power life coach, a best-selling author, and international speaker as well. Lena, hello, and welcome to I'm a Perfectionist, Get Me Out of Here. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here.
It's your story is just so exciting. So let's just let our audience hear a bit about you as well. So what brought you to where you are? Who's Lena?
Who am I? I'm a very creative person. I don't like when it's boring. I want to do a lot of things and I want to do it immediately. Mm-hmm. But not always you can do it. So then I can get a little bit impatient. I'm a mother of three children, but they are grown up now, married, have two cats, live in the countryside.
You're in Sweden?
Yes, I'm in Sweden.
Yes, amazing.
A place called Rättvik, the right bay.
And is it the right bay?
Yes, absolutely. It's the right bay. For me, at least, for me.
Yeah. So you've done so many things. Tell us a bit about why you think that the audience should stay and listen to our chat.
Well, I, as a young girl, I wanted to be best in everything. And I wanted to have the best grades in school. I wanted to be someone that people looked up to. And sometimes things in life don't become as you wish for. So I had a personal, not breakdown, but I had some personal issues with relationships. And it really made me feel that I couldn't cope I was in the middle of my physiotherapy studies, had a lot to do, I had a lot of studies. And suddenly I just noticed that if I'm going to survive, I cannot be the best. I cannot just have A's on my grades in the exams. I have to put myself on a lower level just to be able to be good enough so that I can take my physiotherapy exams and have a job and continue with my life. And as a young girl, I thought that if I wasn't the best, then it wouldn't be any good. But with life, you can notice that life can be very good.
That somewhere. So I must be best at school, you said. Mm-hmm. Always yeah. Thought you must be best at school. Where else did you have to be best at? Was it just academically, or was there any?
No, I wanted to be someone that you could rely on. I still want to be that. And I wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to be, I was a good girl, you know.
You wanted to be perfect. Yeah. The perfect friend, the perfect child, the perfect the perfect student.
Okay. Perfect moral, everything.
Exactly. So where do you think you learned that? Because we know that that is socially constructed, that you weren't born with it. Where do you think?
I really don't know, because I had a very loving parents. Of course, they wanted me to do good, but they loved me anyhow. So I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel any pressure, so to say that. But perhaps it's the values around you that I don't know.
It's interesting, isn't it, that for you it was all or nothing. Either mm-hmm. you had to get the best grade or you were a failure.
Yes.
And so as you as you grew up and you're doing your physiotherapy studies, you mentioned that it was too much. It's all become too much. And you had
Yeah, it was too much.
did you mention you had a breakdown around
Yeah,
that point?
I had a personal relationship problems, and that took me very hard. And but the funny thing is, the first exams that I failed in, really failed. I mean, the other ones I perhaps have lower grades in, but I was okay. But the one I really failed in was neurology. And the funny thing is that I have worked over 36 years with neurology patients, brain injured patients, and I was very good at it. So that I failed in my first exams in neurology didn't make who I am today.
Yeah, that's really amazing what you're saying, actually. I mean, they say that they bring the same problems, life brings the same thing over and over again until we master it. And that reminds me, in university, I had failed my accounting exam, and I ended up working in accountancy for many, many years. So that I was like, what was the problem?
And sometimes you just, I think young people are too anxious about to do this. It's the narrow little path that they have to go through, needle's eye. But if they just give themselves a little bit more space, they can develop to become very good in that area anyhow, because of their personality or who they are or who they how they treat other people. It's not just the academic that makes you a good person in that area.
Yeah, so rather than focusing at that one thing, yeah, yeah, and looking at the bigger picture.
It's funny that you're doing like this,
Yeah,
because
binoculars. Yeah, they're called binoculars.
today I'm working with immigrants, and we had we were playing together, and I made this big paper roll like this and put them on there so they could only see just in front of them, and then they had to play football. And I mean, it's not so easy when you are just having this narrow space to look at. And then we talked about how it is in life also, that we narrow in on things, on our culture, behavior, or how we should be, or how people should do. And perhaps we should broaden it up a little bit and be a little bit.
Yeah, looking at a bigger picture, and that's what
Yes.
we were saying earlier with the students as well, rather than focusing on that one exam, actually looking at this in a bigger picture in life terms.
My daughter, she is also very thorough in things that she does. She want to have it strict and perfect. And when she was doing her design, she went to design school, and she do her exams, and it didn't become as she wanted, and she was really depressed about this. It was really a hard time for her, and she thought that if I can't have it this way I want it, my whole career will be wasted. But she took the exams, and it went well, even if it wasn't the way she wanted it to be. And now she always get a good job from design companies that are really top notch. So I told her the other day that, do you remember how afraid you were that you would not be able to come into this career?
So those expectations, it's when we really put our self-worth in those achievements. And you were mentioning earlier the magnifying glass, that we just focus on that one single event and put all our self-worth On
So
that
who am I really? Am I only the thing I do?
note,
Or is it a broader perspective? Who am I and what defines me? I think that is really important to ask yourself. And who do you let define you?
so how exactly? Yeah, that's a really amazing point. How do you let define you or affect you or influence what you feel about yourself?
Yeah, I can. Is it okay if I tell you a personal story?
Please do. Please share. We love personal stories.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
as I told you, I wanted I still want to do a good job when I'm doing things, and all of my life I have been building up my personal brand, who I am out in the society. I was a local politician and I worked for good things, you know. I wanted to be a good person. And suddenly I was sued by the state or the sick insurance company or something. I don't know what it's called in English. Because they said I had done something I shouldn't have done after a car accident, taken too much leave, but I hadn't. Of course I hadn't. But still, through the juridical process, they didn't believe me. I had evidence, but they didn't believe me.
They
So
didn't think you had a car accident.
I had a car accident, and
But
after the
they
car.
didn't believe that you had the accident or.
No, they believed it. But after that, I had had me and the insurance company had agreed on that I could work a certain amount of time and stay home a certain amount of time, so it could fit in my company's business. So, but then they didn't agree on that when it came to the final cut. So I had to pay a lot of money, and it came into the newspapers. A politician is doing fraud and blah blah blah. And then I was thinking, who am I gonna let define me? Because I knew the truth. I knew who I was. I knew what I had done and not had done. And even if they didn't believe me, even if they didn't believe my evidence, and even if it was spread in the newspapers, I knew this is not me. But in the beginning, I started to doubt, but oh, perhaps they are right. Perhaps I have done something wrong. But then I remember, no, who am I? What have I done? I haven't done anything wrong. Even if they don't believe me, who do I want to define me? And I remember that the creator, he says that I'm over and not under. I am the head and not the tail. I'm more than a conqueror. And I thought, well, I'm more than a conqueror. Put on the crown on my head and be the queen that I am. And I walked out. I live in a very small town, so everybody knew me. But you have to keep your head high and know who you are in spite of what others say that you are. And if someone asks, then you can tell them what has happened.
And that's why it's so important, isn't it, Lena, that you have your self-worth built in from inside
Yes, and you have to build it before the crisis arises.
rather than being dependent on what other people say and think of you. Imagine what they might be thinking of you.
So
Because
it's
then you are your best friend and you will never be alone. You will always be supported, right? When you
yes, of course
are your
we can
best friend.
do stupid things sometimes, but it is not the whole world. If something goes wrong in your life, I mean, if you only continue, some people think this is the worst thing that can happen. I can't live with this. But you don't know what is coming afterwards. What is around the corner? It is life has a lot to offer and to give you, and you have a lot to give to the people around you and to life. And that's the most important thing. There is a reason that we are here. If we are perfectionists or not, it doesn't matter. We have something to give to the world, and we just have to find it, what it is.
Yeah, and that's what also makes life so exciting, that you never know what's around the corner.
You never know.
And there was, I saw once a picture, I don't know if you know it, it's pictures of Earth. And under one of them says, before you make a mistake, and the picture of Earth. And the next one says, after you make a mistake, and the picture of the same Earth.
Yes.
Goes on. If the world doesn't end.
No, and people forget there is always a bigger news next week.
Yeah, they move
You're
on.
not so fantastic that you think.
We are not that important, really,
No.
as we make it in our heads sometimes, that we think that everyone will just look at us, laugh at us, judge us, and so on. And in fact, they're too busy worrying about similar things, perhaps themselves.
Yes.
Focusing on what's meaningful for you is really important.
It is.
And
And
in
I really want to say that build your self-worth up before the crisis. Take time to listen to videos or reading books or being together with people who built you up. It's so important when tough times comes, because if you live long enough, tough times will come. It is.
Yeah, that's life is always up and down. It's never just up, is it?
No.
So, and surrounding ourselves with people who love us, who care about us, is also, as you say, really, really important, especially during crisis. We are programmed to gather around the one who is suffering, and really that innate feeling of just wanting to help. So that's in all of us.
Yes, we are social beings. We want to be together.
If perfectionism is getting in the way of you living your life to the full, then check out my new book, Perfectly Imperfect, Cultivating Your Self-Worth in a Demanding World. It's based on cognitive behavioral principles and can help you work on yourself. We talked about the breakdown earlier of all of your high expectations that you put upon yourself, and then finally with some relationship crisis it all fell apart, and you had a breakdown. How did you overcome this breakdown? What did you learn about yourself? How does it help you now?
The most important thing, I think, was that I learned to know that even if things fall around you, even if people that you have trusted is not to trust anymore, I can still have a good life.
So when you say that, do you mean people betraying you? So if
Yes,
you...
yes. Because that can also happen in life. And for me, it was very important to, I got a very much deeper connection with my creator, with God. And that helped me a lot. So prayer and devotion and finding out who the creator say I am, I think that built me up. And that has kept me strong since then in other difficult times also, after the car crash, and things happens in life.
Yeah, so you mentioned car crash.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago. It wasn't a really big car crash. I was rolling around, but it got a lot of consequences for me afterwards. With stress symptoms, pains, and cognitive problems. And that's also why I started to work with coaching and health coaching, because what helped me, No one helped me, so I had to help myself and rehabilitate myself. So
So,
I just wanted other people to not feel that lonely and not get the help that they could have had.
So over time, are you saying that in the beginning you had those really high expectations about being the best in as many things as possible, and then that breakdown kind of taught you that you are perfectly imperfect, and to accept yourself rather than feeling shame or guilt for
It took
not.
some time, but after a while, I mean, I couldn't do more than being myself, and that was enough. I noticed that that was enough. I didn't have to be someone else.
And also putting all that stress and pressure.
Yes. It's no, it's It was enough to be me and just to cope with life one day at a time and come out on the other side and continue to make something good out of that life.
Loving yourself and being kind to yourself exactly as you are.
And also perhaps not before, I think I expected more from other people also. If you're a perfectionist yourself, you want other to do a perfect job. And when you notice that, well, even if you want to have it a perfect life, perhaps it isn't that way, and then you can be more forgiving to other people also.
That's what an amazing point that is, actually, isn't it? Because sometimes we do find ourselves, when we have high expectations from other people, that also stresses us out because it's like, well, this is how it should be
Yes.
in a relationship. This is what they should be doing. He should be calling me. He should be texting me. He should be getting back to me. He should be giving me flowers. And if he doesn't, it means he doesn't love me. That's not the perfect relationship. Or in business, they should be doing this. They should be,
The
doing
job.
reports on
Why are they taking so much time? Why aren't they doing it much faster? How can they do this instead of that?
And that doesn't look good enough.
Oh.
And now I have to sit down and do other people's jobs.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
It's much more comfortable if we get a little bit more forgiving for to other people.
Letting go,
Yeah.
letting go. So, you mentioned, as we were talking earlier, you mentioned before we started about decluttering
Yeah.
house. So what was that about? Is there something about how your house had to be and
Well, I think that sometimes people say things about you and that becomes a truth. And I heard a lot of things when I was younger that, oh, you can't keep order, you're always so slumpy, or why can't you keep things in order? And I never really felt comfortable with it. Something, oh. And then I heard, and also one friend of mine, she said, well, when you had your own apartment, I think you always were orderly. I think you don't like to pick up after other people. But then I heard from another, it's a lady called, she called herself Fly Lady. And she has a program for decluttering your house. And she said that if you are a perfectionist, then if you can't get it perfect at once, you just leave it, and then it will be more and more rubbish in your room or in your house or wherever, because you want it perfect at once. So she had done a program that she had divided the house in different parts, and 1 week she was doing the sleeping room, and another one the kitchen. And then she had a list what you could check out and throw away all your old toothbrushes or whatever. And 15 minutes every day, you go to the most the room with the most rubbish in. And you stay there for 15 minutes and you do your thing. So you put the timer on 15 minutes, and when it's ringing, you go there, you go away, because then you have done the perfect thing. You have finished your 15 minutes and you can feel proud of yourself. You have done the success thing.
You've achieved. You've achieved.
Yeah, you have achieved. Even the room is not ready yet. It could take months, but every day, 15 minutes. Oh, I have succeeded.
So giving yourself that feeling of success.
Yes, and I think that was really good. For a while, I did that, and it felt well. It felt good.
Yeah, that's it is. It is right, isn't it? That whether it's in your house, or whether it's at your work, or whether it's with
Thoughts,
your
perhaps.
thoughts, or whether it's about your dissertation. You know, we see a lot, we procrastinate a lot. If there is a really important report you have to do at work, or your dissertation, final dissertation, that you do everything else
Yes.
than the important task.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Avoidance, because it's not going to be perfect. I mean, with book, I don't know if, how you, I know that you have been a co-author of several books and your own, and I don't know how you found it, but sometimes I, in the beginning, especially when I was writing Perfectly Imperfect, there was a lot of procrastination, because like, is it going to be perfect? Is it going to be flawless? It has to be. And being aware of that brings you back. Right. Just write one paragraph today. Right.
I'm writing a book right now called Women with Life Power, and it went very well. I just wrote and wrote and wrote, and I was interviewing people, and suddenly I came to this chapter with stress, about stress. I can't come through it. I have procrastinated so long. And it's a little bit typical that it is about stress.
It's quite ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what steps are you taking, or would like to take, in order to conquer the
Oh,
paragraph?
I need what I need to do is to, because I have really difficulty to just sit and write 5 minutes or things like, I have to come into the zone. So I need to take a week off and just be by myself and write. That will be my medicine. I just have to do it.
Yeah, as long as you know. Then again, it also seems like there is this ideal, the perfect moment, the perfect week where you need to, and because it's quite a lot, isn't it? A whole week rather.
Yes, but I know I will need that. It doesn't need to be a perfect week, but a week where I can be alone.
Oh, yes, so that you can
No
have the.
telephone, no dishwasher, no. Oh, I have to do that. Oh, I have to do that. No.
Yeah, everything else but the task in hand.
Sometimes perhaps you have to give yourself a present of time or some solitude, or taking care of yourself, just being nice to yourself.
Yeah, and how do you do that? What's your go-to self-care?
Oh, in the summer, I go down to the lake and I swim. And especially in the morning or late in evening when no one is there. Oh, I love that. That is life for me. Or I take my painting brush and I do watercolor paintings, a lot of colors. Then I also feel relaxed and yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's really lovely. When you get lost in what you're doing and you lose the track of time and you enjoy it so much, that is exactly how you get your mind to relax, your body to relax, and to ground yourself, isn't it? Being really mindful.
And allowing myself to take that time in busy times, that's really good. Yeah, and I think we have to have a resting day as like a Sabbath day so that we can just take care of ourselves, be with the family, and not think about all the must-dos. I think we have missed that nowadays. I mean, when I was a child, the shops were closed one day in the week, and you couldn't do a lot of things. But now we should be there every hour of the day, every day, the whole week long.
You're so right. And also, I think that with social media and the emails, being online all the time, you're never really off work
No, you aren't.
either, are you? People still look at their emails on a Sunday without really relaxing. So stay away, everyone. Stay away. Give yourself a techno-free day, I guess, technology-free day. Just so that you can be in the nature or you can be with your family, do your self-care, do what really matters to you, right?
They actually did a scientific research with the rats who were running around in the rat wheel or hamster wheel, and they measured their stress hormones. And the first day it was a little bit higher, the next day a little bit higher, and then they continue. When they came to the seventh day, if they let the rat rest, the stress hormone went down, and then they continue again. But if the rat continued even the seventh day, it doubled, and then it continued from there. And we can think about us then, if we never let ourselves rest, we come up the higher level all the time. We never come down. So we can see that in a lot of diseases nowadays, I think.
Yeah, and we are constantly alert, aren't we? There's all the fears that we have, the fear of losing job, the fear of not affording this, the fear of not having enough money, the fear of credit card bill, the fear of brown envelopes, fear, 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 you know. So it's really good to be able to take some time, but just being aware of that, being conscious
But
of
it
that.
isn't so easy because if other people are not taking it easy, then they expect that you ha that you should be there every day and do things every day. So you really have to decide, make a decision that now I'm going to do this no matter what.
Give yourself permission.
Yes, give yourself permission. Cross the day in the calendar. I'm occupied.
Yeah. Do not call. So, is there anything that you feel we haven't covered about
Oh, it's a lot of things we haven't covered, but we
that
have covered a lot also.
you would like to add that would be valuable for our listeners?
I think that take time to find out who you are and who you want to be, and take steps toward that, one step at a time. The slight edge, the little you do, you will come up or you will come down, but do something.
Yeah, and thinking is not enough.
No, thinking is not enough.
Remember, everyone, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, just one step, at a time. But with love, with self-compassion, and kindness towards yourselves.
But also if we start thinking good thoughts about ourselves, then we start saying it, and when we start saying it, it's easier to act on it also. So it's not bad to start thinking.
That's right. That's right. So watch your thoughts.
Yes.
Yes, because your thoughts become who you are. Yeah. Fantastic. It's been so amazing to have you here today and listen to your life story. I'm sure there is so much more because you have covered so much ground in your life and you've done so many different things, and they can find more about you. We will put the link.
That's good. Yes,
Yeah,
welcome.
the
I
link.
will be glad to happy to talk to you.
Yeah, so we'll put the link, and if you would like to find out more about Lena, please do click on the link on the episode description. So thank you so much for listening, everyone, and
Thank
thank you so
you.
much for coming and joining us,
And
Lena.
thank you for letting me be here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us in I'm a Perfectionist, Get Me Out of Here podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave stars and a review. Help me spread the word by sharing this with your friends and family. My practical manual, Transformation Through the Power of Quotes, will help you or someone you know get through tough times and feel happier. It is now available on Amazon paperback and Kindle. You can also check out our website, mindandmood.co.uk. Thank you again, and remember, imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. Bye for now.